Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you learn how to quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by any means possible, and so you never, ever have to work a job again. And today, we're going to be talking all about how you can pay off your home mortgage in as little as 3 to 5 years. And it's not some magic thing. It's actually very, very doable, and people do it all the time. And I'm super pumped to show you how you can do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Successfully Unemployed Show, the place where ordinary people become extraordinary by finding the path to financial freedom through entrepreneurship, side hustles, and passive income. We've already blazed the path, showing you how to retire early and have financial independence so you will never work for someone else again. And now, here's your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's up, guys? I am always glad to have you here on the show. You know, it's always fun being able to really just to talk with you guys. I know it's not really a mutual conversation where you guys are talking back and forth, but it's just fun. And I get to see how many people come on and actually download and listen to the show. So I really appreciate you guys. It seems like every single week we're growing and growing. More and more people are learning how to become financially independent with investing in real estate. Now, I have seen, obviously, in the economy, in the world right now, obviously America, we live in America, but I mean, just in general, we're seeing a lot of turbulence. And in fact, the episode I just aired just before this was the economic hurricane that's coming. In fact, Jamie Dimon from the Chase Bank, one of the biggest banks in the world, he's saying that he and Chase Bank is actually battening down the hatches. I don't know what that means. It's like a pirate term or something. So anyways, what they're doing is they're getting ready for a lot of problems in the economy. And just today, like Bitcoin dropped like 20% in value, it is already down to $20,000. And this year was as high as like $60,000. Now it's at $20,000. The stock market is getting destroyed. And here are some numbers I want to give you. Inflation is literally at a 40-year high. It is basically at 10%, if not more. Government's telling us like 8 to 10%. It's at least 15, 20%. I know. I went and got Chinese food last night. My kids play the piano. We had a piano recital. And afterwards, I took them to Chinese food. And there's, you know, six of us, but the kids don't eat a ton. My little nine-year-old eats like a bird. And we went to Chinese food, sit-down restaurant. And I kid you not, we got like five plates. It was $120. And this isn't not like some fancy, I'm in Phoenix. This is Glendale, actually. It's not even Phoenix. And it was $120. I was like, oh my goodness. This is Chinese food. It should not be costing this much. It should at most be like $50, $60. So every plate was like $15. So inflation is at a 40-year high. And gas prices are literally, in my area, $5.50 a gallon. I remember a year and a half ago, I guess back when Trump was in office, I mean, I'm going to use that word Trump, it was $1.89. I can't believe this. It's now $5.50. Now, some people might say it's because of this, that, and the other. I don't care. It was a year and a half ago, $1.89. Now, it's just $5.50, which has ruined everything for everybody. Now, also, like meat, poultry, fish, that's up like 13%. Milk is up almost 16% inflation-wise, you know, cost-wise. Eggs up 33%. Now, I have chickens, and so we, get our eggs there. But we have to buy the feed for the chickens. Those have gone up. Coffee's up like 15%. Used cars are at least 16 to 20%. Airline fares to fly some places almost 40%. And it seems like we are getting hit left and right. Now, on top of this, if you're getting a home now, if you're buying a home to live in, you know, a primary residence to live in, you're going to get a mortgage. And right now, interest rates are what, 5, 6%, which is making your payments go so much higher, or you have to spend less on a house. Now, with that, you're going to be paying a lot more in interest. If you're paying 6% interest, that's not nearly as good as 2.5%, which I know back a year ago, people were getting 2.5% interest rates on the properties. Now they're at 5 or 6%. And today I wanted to bring on a friend of mine who's an expert in crushing debt. In fact, he calls it shredding your debt. Now, our home payment, our home mortgage, is more than likely going to be the biggest expense that we're going to have. And it's probably going to be the most interest that we are ever going to be charged, because we're basically spreading out the interest over 30 years, which makes the bank crap loads of money. Sorry for being crass. Like loads and loads of money at 6% or higher. I remember when my parents were, I think it was like the 80s and 90s, like they had 17% interest rate on their home. Imagine paying 17% on interest. My goodness. Now, what you can do though, is you can get out of paying that interest. Now, here's how you do it. You basically pay off the principal faster. You pay off the home faster. Now, I know you might be thinking, oh my goodness, like how do I do that? Well, number one, you work with me and we buy properties and we make more money so we can pay off our properties. And that's what I did. I was really blessed. Right when I was quitting my job, I was looking at my wife and said, hey, babe, I'm going to quit my job. And she said, well, you better pay off our mortgages. I said, what? Like that extra money we have is used for investing. She goes, I don't care. I don't care. You got to pay off these mortgages. That's a lot of money coming out every single month. If we get rid of those, then we can have you quit your job. I was like, all right. So I took a lot of money and paid off a lot of mortgages. Most of my houses, I don't have mortgages on them. My personal primary residence, I don't have a mortgage on it. I'm really blessed because I paid it off. Now, when you think about it, if you pay it off, you're not paying that extra thousands and thousands of dollars in interest on top of that. Now, I'm bringing on a friend of mine. He has figured out a way to actively pay off your property in 3 to 5 years. It's amazing. And this is not like a gimmick. When I first heard this, I said, oh, dude, this seems like a gimmick. He was like, no, it's not. And he literally laid it out for me, just like he's going to lay it out for you, where it's not a gimmick. It makes so much sense. And I'm bringing him on the show because I want you, it seems like something bad is going to be coming here in the future with the economy. I want you to be as prepared as possible. And the sooner you can pay off your home that you live in, the better. So I'm going to bring on a fantastic friend of mine. He spoke at the RubeCon, at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. And you know what was so funny? I had so many people say, man, Adam's awesome. I'm going to work with him. He is a public speaker, really, really good friend of mine. His name's Adam Carroll. And so I want to share with you the Shred Method. Now, you're also going to get I think it was like $200 off or even more, like a discount on all of his services. It's going to be a great discount if you go to masterpassiveincome.com/shred, S-H-R-E-D. I think that's how you spell it. Yeah, shred. I'll put it in the description as well. But if you go there, you'll literally get 30 days for free and you will also get $200 off. I mean, it's literally discounted dramatic amount because he's a good friend of mine and he just wants to help people out just like myself. I love working and being around people who really just want to help other people. So realize this, that when you're going through this episode, you're going to realize that, man, I really want to do this. This is so amazing. I could shred my mortgage in 3 to 5 years. Let me get started. Hey, go ahead and get that $200 off right away. Now let's jump into today's show where I bring on my good friend, Adam Carroll, who's going to show us how we could pay off our mortgage in 3 to 5 years. All right, here we go. So Adam Carroll, thank you so much for being on the show, man.
Dustin, thanks for having me. It's good to be back. It's good to see you in person here. I feel like the last time we were together was, it was RubeCon.
It was. Absolutely. Yeah. And what's fun is with the show Successful Unemployed, I've been walking everybody through the process of me creating a brand new business, Live RubeCon, and you were there and you were speaking and everybody said, actually, no, I have to say this without provocation. I didn't ask anything, but I had numerous people, attendees say, Adam is my new best friend. I'm like, what? You just went to his talk and he's your new best friend. He's like, yes, I want to get to know Adam. Adam and I are hanging out. So this is a treat. They're going to get an inside look at your history and everything. So it was fantastic having there. So in the idea of thinking of like everything you've done in your life, getting to where you're successful and employed now, you didn't start there. I mean, you had debt, you had businesses you had to create and working a job. Would you mind walking us through a little bit of like you crushing debt and you becoming financially independent? Because, you know, if you have debt, it's really hard to be financially independent.
No doubt. Well, I'll tell you, going back in the Wayback Machine here, Dustin, and it's especially poignant for me because on Friday of this week, I celebrate 22 years with my wife. So we'll have been married 22 years, known each other for 25. So it's kind of amazing to think about, you know, someone being in your life for that long. And it's clearly well over half my life that I've spent with this woman. When I first met her, Dustin, I was an idiot. I had my financial head so far up my financial, you know what, I couldn't see straight. And in meeting her and us really coming together as a couple, she said to me at one point, get rid of your debt or I'm going to get rid of you. And I had that same look on my face. I was kind of like, what? How could you, you know, you're going to get rid of me if I don't get rid of this? And then I realized that we had come from two very different money backgrounds. And so for her, debt or overspending in general, she looked, you know, very unfavorably upon because she came from a household that didn't have a lot and they scrimped and saved and pinched every penny and all of that. And, you know, sure, she had borrowed some for college, but by the time we were both done with school, I think between the two of us, we had $48,000 worth of student loans, credit card, car loans, you know, consumer debt and the like. And what we did, which was a little bit different than most, is we decided we were going to live on one income for our first couple of years of marriage. It happened to be hers because she was my sugar mama at the time. So John Commuta wrote a book called Debt-Free and Prosperous Living way, way back in the 90s. And he was one of the first independent publishers, like doing self-publishing and selling books through the mail, actually, as it was. So he would do these radio ads and then you'd order this book and he would send it to you. So I paid the $47 plus shipping and I got the book and I was going through his book and I'm like, we can do this. I know we can do this. So over the next 24 months, we literally snowballed our way completely out of debt and had paid off 24 months. And we'd paid off 48,000 plus in student loans, car loans, credit cards, consumer debt. And all we had was a mortgage when we were in our mid-20s.
That is super phenomenal. And we think of so many people go into debt. And that's a big thing that keeps most of us from becoming financially independent and becoming successfully unemployed. Because when you have that debt hanging over you, then you're constantly have to pay more money than you're even spending. Like you're just borrowing that money and you're spending that money. Now, when I quit my job, I was blessed to have good debt. If you've read Rich Dad Poor Dad, you know, good debt is puts money into your pocket. Bad debt takes money out of your pocket. And I had no bad debt, which was great, but I had lots of good debt. And when I was quitting my job, my wife said, very similar to your wife, she said, hey, if you're going to quit your job, you better pay off a lot of these loans. I'm like, and she said, well, we have money in the bank. Like, but babe, that's not for paying off debt. That's for buying more investments. And she goes, no, I don't care. If you're going to quit your job, you better pay off this debt. So we have that, you know, much less payments coming out. I'm really blessed to be able to say that, yes, we paid off a lot of loans, 30 plus properties. Now we only have like four loans on all of them. The rest of them they're just cash flowing, which is fantastic. So getting out of debt helps you overall. And then on top of that, you become financially independent because you just have that much less money coming out of your pocket. So you said, was it the debt snowball that helped or was there something else that you used?
Well, I'll tell you, this is like super minute, but it made a huge difference. I think what happens, Dustin, is people go into debt getting all the trappings of wealth. They go into debt to get their car. They go into debt to get their home. They got to buy furniture. So they go into debt to get their furniture. They've gone into debt to get a degree potentially. So all this debt is hanging around us and we've sort of been accustomed to believe that it's normal, natural, and good to have it. You know, I mean, society teaches us that. Watch the TV critically and all the commercials, half the commercials on TV are about finance this or get this for cheaper or 1.9% or whatever the number is. They're all going to sell you on why you should have debt. And so one of the things in John Commuta's book was he said, make it front and center. So on your refrigerator door, have a list of all of the debts that you have and begin redlining them out one by one as you knock them out. And, you know, everyone today, I'm using these generalities, not everyone. Many people today are using Mint or they're using YNAB or they're using some aggregator that's pulling all their data in from their, you know, from their bank account. But I believe very few of them are looking at it every single time they walk in the house or they open the refrigerator door. Well, when it is front and center for you, as it was for us, we became militaristic about paying these things off. You know what I mean? Because that big red marker, we'd take a Sharpie and we would like celebrate redlining the debt that we had just paid off. And like a little tidbit here, my wife and I, as we were going through our debt payoff journey, we were finding all different ways to cut back. So when we went out to eat with friends, we would drink water and then we'd come home and have two-buck chuck at home, right? The Trader Joe's wine. And when we crossed out one of our debts, then we'd splurge and we'd go buy a $12 bottle of wine we were like really living a high life, you know, when we'd buy, you know, something nice like that. But I think keeping it front and center was one of the secrets. And if people are going to blast away debt, you have to have definiteness of purpose about knocking those debts out one by one.
If you want to know anybody's, I guess, personal life, obviously looking at their checkbook is one, but you don't look at it all the time. Like look where their money goes. But the second place is a refrigerator. They put important things on the refrigerator, like kids' accomplishments, you know, pictures and, you know, birthday things coming up and even just random things that they know are important because they go to the refrigerator. We go there all the time, at least three or four, maybe more times in a day. And when I always, before I grab the refrigerator handle, I look at everything on there just because that's where your eyes are. And so that is so helpful. So I love that granular type of thinking is you're putting it. Now, some people might say, you know, like put on your mirror when you are, you know, waking up in the morning, you can see that. That's one. That's another good one. But go put it on someplace where you can always go back to it and see it. You know, you'll go there. You know, you'll see it and it puts it in the forefront of your mind. So that's a great, great idea.
I heard a great, on that note, I heard a great tidbit in a TED talk. It was all about how I changed my life with one password. And this person was talking about how they changed their password to a goal that they had set for themselves. So every time they logged in, they had to type their goal for the password. So you could, now please don't use this verbatim because people listening to your show will all guess your password. But imagine every time you logged into Gmail or a calendar or a, you know, LinkedIn or wherever, it was, I will be debt-free by December 12th, 2023. Can you imagine if every single time you type that, what you're doing is like programming into your brain that this is what's going to happen?
No, that's another great, great one. And so with that, becoming financially independent, obviously successful and employed, you have to be financially independent in order to do that. It seems like debt really gets in the way. Now, I love the idea. I'm really good at making more money. My wife's really good at being frugal and saving the money. So she makes sure that I don't spend it, and which is a great, great, you know, payoff together. So yeah. So let's talk about now, because we on Successful and Unemployed, we talk all about building more businesses, creating more money, but let's start diving in to the getting rid of debt and really becoming financially independent that way. So is there anything that we should do, like maybe outline what debts we have? Like, what are your thoughts to get started if we're going to start knocking out our debt?
One thing I want to touch on really quick that you said that sparked a thought for me is that you and I and our wives are probably very similar in that we play really good offense and they play really good defense.
Totally.
And if you're going to win the money game, the game that we all play with money, and become successfully unemployed, one of the things you have to do is actually learn to play both really well. And the example I give folks is, do you watch the NBA at all, Dustin?
No. What's that? You know,
the NBA, the National Basketball Association.
So no, I don't watch it.
My boys are into it. We watch it every now and again. We're huge fans of the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry, and their team is having just an amazing season. But one of the things we watch is the All-Star game every year. And if you watch the NBA All-Star game, the score is like 50 points a quarter that they're scoring because they play zero defense. It is 100% offense. And then in the last quarter, the fourth quarter, then the score is like 26, you know, it's 26 points to 28 points because they finally start playing defense. And this is what happens in society today. We play offense, offense, offense. We play no defense. And then in the fourth quarter of our lives, so to speak, we go, oh crap, I don't have enough saved, or I have to minimize my expenses or whatever in order to be able to retire. And if we were to play it differently, like 100% reverse, if your focus was on getting rid of debt first and you're playing, you know, you've learned how to play defense well, but you're playing offense the entire time, you can expand your wealth that much faster as you go along. So in answer to your question, what do you start with? You start by listing all of your debts. And I would encourage you, if you're a paper and pencil person, write them all out by hand. Something interesting happens in your brain when you write it out by hand versus if you type it on a computer. And I think that lots of us have built spreadsheets that live on the interweb somewhere and we never see again. So if you're writing all these down and you're listing the debt name, the balance, the minimum payment, the interest rate, and it maybe how long you've had it, Or the way that we were instructed to do this was you divide the minimum payment into the balance, which will tell you how many months it's going to take you to eradicate that debt. And when you start looking at those and you go, oh, I have this credit card debt, but it's going to take me 38 months at my minimum payment to knock it out, you may feel more inspired to begin knocking those down, because why would you ever take that long to pay off a, you know, let's say it's a $2,500 debt, when you could maybe knock that out in a few months if you have it, if you're intentionally going after that one debt. So that's the first thing I would do, Dustin, is I would make a note of everything that I have in front of me, so it is crystal clear how much I'm spending and how much the interest is on each of those.
So I personally really enjoy the snowball method, or I think that's a really good method to start hacking away at debt. Can you quickly, because you brought it up too, can you quickly talk about the snowball method and how that actually can help to build it up faster and faster, knock debt out quicker?
I doubt you did this, but I'm sure you have friends that have done this, that they have a number of debts. They've got car loan, credit card, maybe a couple of credit cards, a student loan, they've got a mortgage, and they get an extra $300, right, in their paycheck. They worked a little overtime, they got an extra $300. And so naturally, people will say, well, I got an extra $300, I have six debts, I'm just going to send an extra $50 to every one of those. And in their heart of hearts, they believe they're doing the right thing, right? Well, I'm going to spread it out and I pay a little bit extra on everything. But the analogy that I give folks is, if I gave you a piece of bread and I said, I want you to toast this bread, and I gave you the option of using a flashlight or a blowtorch, you'd be like, I'll take the flashlight. This is going to be awesome. And someday I'll toast this thing and it's going to be great when I have toast finally. But it's going to take you forever. And so the snowball method is essentially, instead, taking a blowtorch to one piece of bread until it's toasted, and then throwing that aside, and then toasting the next piece of bread and throwing that aside. So the way we do that is you go after the lowest balance debt until it's completely gone, making minimum payments to everything else except that lowest balance debt. And when you do that, you're going to knock out the debt in record time. And then whatever your minimum payment was on that debt, you roll that up into the next lowest balance debt, and so on and so forth. And by the time you get to your vehicle or your student loan or your mortgage, your payments, your minimum payments, if you will, that you're sending in could be $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. And so you can see how, if maybe paying off your mortgage isn't that important to you, you can see how just knocking out a car loan that has $12,000 left over, but you're sending $2,000 at a time, well, you got 6 months and you just knocked out your car loan. And most people can be completely out of debt, not including their mortgage, within somewhere between 2 and 4 years, if you really go at it hard.
And what's interesting is some people might think, oh man, 2 to 4 years? Oh, that's a long time. I might not even start. Like, that's just, if you have those thoughts, I would suggest you put that away, because what Adam and I have done, not just in our debt, but in all of our business and our life, we look at getting things in the future and putting in hard work now. It's called delayed gratification. Moving forward, because we know what's the right way to go. We know that it's going to benefit us in the future, even though we might not get it right now. In fact, I blame the microwave for most of the problems in this world. And then TikTok now, because TikTok's just horrible. I know there are probably a lot of people that love TikTok. But like the microwave, you know, before you'd have to boil water and cook the food. It would take at least 20 minutes, 30 minutes to cook something. Now, literally the microwave, you put it in, and within a minute, you're always, there's a 60 second or 30 second, boom, and it should come out. Yep. That's usually how we approach everything, is like, hey, it should be faster. Anything worthwhile doing is worthwhile doing it well and slowly, and getting there in the slow, it's not necessarily slow. It's being methodical and doing it right. We're going to do it right from the very beginning. So there was also something you brought up to me recently, which is amazing. And I've honestly heard about this, and this is, you brought this way to get out of debt. And I've heard about it before you talked about it to me, but it was too confusing for me. And then you told me about it and you said, hey, if you utilize this technique, now it's not the snowball method, it's a little different. If you utilize this technique to get out of debt, it will like dramatically make it even much faster, which is even better because we want things like microwave very fast, but it's utilizing more debt to get this off, which was really, really weird, but you explain it so much better than I ever could. So Talk to us about this new way, not say new, but this way that you have found to get rid of debt utilizing, let's say, you know, our home or something like that.
So what you're referring to, we call the Shred Method. And I say we, it's my team and I who built built an educational platform and a software around this method. And in essence, Dustin, I'll give sort of the 30,000 foot view from a more technical standpoint, and then I'll oversimplify it. Okay. So the technical standpoint is we use interest rate arbitrage to help people pay less in interest on their mortgage, their car loans, their credit cards, their student loans, et cetera. And essentially what we're doing is we're using the bank's money against itself. And in essence, what it entails is we're using a home equity line of credit, which is a lending tool. We're borrowing using a home equity line, which for those that are not in the know, this is tied to the equity in your home. And it's a line of credit that allows you to borrow in short bursts, but pay back rapidly as well.
Like a credit card.
Like a credit card. We treat it like a two-way street. So money goes in and money comes out, whereas your mortgage is a one-way street. Money only goes in. It doesn't come back out again. And the advantage of it is when you're borrowing money in short bursts and you're borrowing smaller amounts than what might be on your mortgage, and we're talking like these could be amounts of 300 to 10,000 at a time, but you're only borrowing it for maybe somewhere between 10 days and 45 days, right? And in that amount of time, the amount of interest that you pay on that money is negligible, like dollars in interest. But the difference is the money that you're dropping on your debts will save you in the long run tens of thousands of dollars in interest, particularly with your mortgage. So what we're doing is we're showing people how, and this is the caveat, you have to have more money at the end of your month. You can't have more month at the end of your money. People who don't have the discipline to spend less than they make, this does not work for you. If you're prone to overspending and your credit card bills keep going higher and higher and higher, you have a spending problem and you can't borrow your way out of a spending problem. But if you have a lot of debt and you're feeling like you can never get ahead, even if you're making some, you're making extra, right? This system will work for you. And what we do is we teach you how to leverage that home equity line of credit as a checking account to pump your money through on a every bi-week basis, right? Or every month, a month by month basis. And then the software, based on a number of complex algorithms, will tell you how much from that HELOC you're going to send to various debts to knock those out quickly. In effect, we use the snowball method in the midst of it, but the HELOC allows you to do it that much faster.
Okay, so we have a mortgage. Let's say we have a 30-year fixed and there's always money coming out of our pockets into the mortgage, so we're paying that down. But with the home equity line of credit, it's in and out as well. And with that, the 30-year fixed mortgage, we pay a lot more in interest as opposed to a home equity line of credit, meaning we're a 30-year fixed, we're literally paying every single month a lot of money. In fact, the way mortgages are created for the bank, they make most of their money in the first 5 to maybe 8 years. Like that's where they make the majority of their money. That's why they want you to refinance every 5 to 8 years. So they keep starting that whole debt clock all over again. That's why we don't want to keep chasing that. But with the home equity line of credit, it's a different type of interest. Can you explain that?
So you're spot on that the mortgage, the 30-year fixed mortgage, is a compound interest vehicle. And the way that interest is figured on a mortgage is your interest is charged based on the total balance of your mortgage on the last day of the previous month. So if we're recording this on May 31st, as an example, then the interest that you'll pay on your mortgage will be calculated on whatever the balance was on today's date. And you'll pay that next month in the month of June, right? Well, on a HELOC, it is calculated differently because it's a simple interest vehicle. The amount of interest that you pay is calculated based on the average daily balance of that loan. So you may borrow for even round numbers, let's say you borrow $1,000 against it, but then you have income that comes in of $800, which brings it down to $200. And then we borrow against it a little bit, maybe $300 or $400. So we're back up to $600. And then you get paid a couple of bonuses and you're down to $100. The average daily balance for that month might only be $200. So you're actually paying interest on the $200 over the course of 30 days, which again would be, in this example, it might be cents. It might be a couple of dollars. If we're talking about 10,000 or 20,000, most people don't realize this, but you might pay $10, $15, $20 in interest. But by dropping that significant chunk of money on your mortgage, it might save you somewhere between 10 and 18 payments, right? And if you're paying an average of $1,000 a month in interest on those payments to your mortgage, if you shave 18 months off your amortization table, you've just saved yourself roughly $18,000 in interest over the life of your mortgage. That's amazing.
Yeah. So this can definitely be used not just for paying off your own home. Like if you have a car, right? If you had a home like a line of credit, you can use this to pay off any debt. Is that, am I hearing that correctly?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some people will say, yeah, but my car is at 1.9% and the interest isn't that expensive, which is true. You know, it's on $20,000 or $50,000 or whatever your car loan is. But what the shred method really takes advantage of is, most people, and let me take a step back. I believe that most people today don't have an income problem. They have a liquidity problem. So we make enough income to pay our bills. The banking system is guaranteed that to, because when they underwrite us, they go, well, how much income do you have? Okay, well, you can afford a $750 car payment, right? And so people wrap themselves into a 5 or 6 or 7 year car payment. And now they're offering 10-year car payments, Dustin. If you can imagine someone financing their car for 10 years just to be able to afford the payment that they have on that card, on that car. So what the shred method utilizes is the logic that your income is the key to making this work. So if you lock up $750 a month in income on your car loan, that's $750 of income that could be powering the shred method to blast away debt quickly. So our goal is to get rid of things like credit card debt, car loan debt, potentially student loans. Number one, to free up the, to not pay the interest that we're going to pay on those. But number two, to free up the payment that you're making to those debts in the first place so that you can plug them into the shred tool and shred your debt that much faster. We're basically creating, we're creating free cash flow and we're creating liquidity in the process.
So I am definitely not that smart, especially when it comes to numbers. Like I'm definitely not, mostly likely everybody listening to this show is much smarter than I had. I know you're smarter than me. And so what's great is you have that software, the Shred Method software that literally does all the work for you. And so as I was looking through, I was like, oh my goodness, all I got to do is just put a couple numbers in. And then it really tells me exactly what I need to do. So talk to us about that Shred Method software that you have, because it's really amazingly powerful and it gets people out of debt so much faster than they ever thought possible.
The software itself is based on somewhere between 7 and 9 complex algorithms that are doing calculations all the time in the background that are trying to figure out the most efficient way to use your income. And there's a, you know, we started talking about income efficiency and how efficient is your income. But the challenge for most people is they don't realize how inefficient their income really is. The software does all the math for you. So for people who say, I don't really, you know, how much should I send? Or I don't know how much to send, or I'm not that disciplined. The software literally will tell you on today's date, action required is send $1,321.88 from your HELOC to your mortgage or to your credit card or to your student loan. And what it's doing is it's calculating how much of the available HELOC do you have based on your income and expenses over the next several days? And can you send that to a debt that will offset how much interest you would be paying or saving? In effect, it's creating efficiency all the time. And so I give people this example. If you were to leave your house in the morning to go to the grocery store, and let's say it's 7 or 8 o'clock when you go, and you come back home knowing that you have to go to the post office at 4 p.m. that afternoon, would you leave your car idling in the driveway?
No.
You wouldn't, right? Why wouldn't
you? Absolutely not. You're just wasting.
Yeah, it's wasteful. It's inefficient. It's hard on the engine. You're burning gas. You're polluting the environment, et cetera, et cetera. Some people have said, because your car will get stolen. And I was like, not in Iowa. People would come wash it for you and be like, oh, I saw your car was running. So here's what I tell people. You having money sitting in a checking or a savings account for months and months and months and years on end is like leaving your car idling in the driveway all day long while you wait to go from the grocery store to the post office inside. And when folks are like, well, but you got to have savings, you got to have 6 to 12 months living expenses and so on and so forth. I will typically ask the question, do you need access or do you need availability? Do you have to have the funds there, or can you make sure that you have a place to be able to go get it? And there's a lot of, you know, nuances to this. Like, I want to ask people, well, how secure is your income and how consistent and predictable is your income? And so in the grand scheme of us talking about being successfully unemployed, Dustin, two things happen that make it incredibly possible to be successfully unemployed when you're using Shred. Number one, our monthly bills keep going lower and lower and lower and lower, right? Because we're knocking out all of our debt. That's number one. Number two, the money that we have available to us, that liquidity pool, could go to invest in our business. We could buy additional real estate. We could support the company that we're building. We could be buying digital ads if we're selling like an e-commerce product. So the money that we have is going to build our business. And because our monthly bills are going lower and lower, it becomes that much easier to afford a financially free lifestyle.
And as you talk about that, I have one property that's in Houston, Texas. I'm thinking, why in the world, like, I have a good amount of money in the bank. Why in the world am I not paying that off? Like, why am I not using Shred? So I'm like kicking myself. I need to start using Shred right now just to get rid of that mortgage, because it's just like, oh, this is just a waste. I'm letting my car idle. It's a waste.
I mean, let's say you had $20,000 in there, right? And if you had $20,000 in the bank right now and you're making 0.25%, you're making $50 a year on the money sitting in your bank account. If you have $20,000 on a mortgage, on a 30-year fixed mortgage, you're going to probably spend, and I'm riffing on this, but I mean, let's say it's $800 to $1,000 in interest in 1 year just having a mortgage there. So you tell me who's more intelligent, the banker or the borrower, when we do this to ourselves. And we put it away because we're like, but it feels good. I have 20 grand sitting in the bank. I can see it. I can touch it. I can feel it. And I look at my HELOC, which most of our clients have a HELOC in the $50,000 to $150,000 range. You can look at your HELOC and go, I have access to it. It's there. I see it. I can feel it. I can go to the bank. I can withdraw the money just like I could if it's in a savings account. So what is the real difference?
No, that's the biggest thing is having, and you said liquidity, but having access to get it. Now, you have a webinar because there's so much more about this and so many more nuances to it. So I want to give everybody, so if you go to successfullyunemployed.co/shred, it'll send you to Adam's whole entire webinar walking you through everything. And then it also give you a discount, I believe, or something like that, to get onto the Shred if you want to use it. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, all of the Successfully Unemployed listeners get a coupon code where they can get a discount to Shred. And it's an amazing, like, first of all, let me just say this. This is not a sales pitch. It's more of a way of life for me. And I just want to enroll people in living the life that I am and that you are, which is one where, I mean, candidly, you make enough money on your rental properties, you really don't have to do any of this. You're doing this out of the pure enjoyment of it. I make enough money off of one speaking gig per month that covers all of my expenses. And I don't say that to boast or brag or be a big shot. It's more like I could go discount gigs and make enough to cover monthly bills because our bills are so low and we're technically financially free at this point. But I love to do this and I want to show other people how to achieve freedom. So whether you decide to pursue Shred or not, go through the webinar, understand the concepts intuitively, you can go do this on your own without the software and without the course. Anybody can do this. It's just people don't, because we are programmed by society to operate in a certain way with our money. And where the bankers have taught us to walk heel, toe, Shred teaches you to walk toe, heel. And it creates behavior change in the process where, honestly, I don't think my wife and I could ever go back to the way we did it before, Dustin. We just couldn't, because we know it was inefficient.
And I know from, like, a lot of my students I coach real estate have started jumping over to working with you and Shred because of just how much money you save them. Now, you have countless amounts of testimonials and everything, but let's help everybody figure out where they could find you, because we're definitely going to give that link, successfullyunemployed.co/shred. Get over to your webinar. Any other ways that people could either reach out to you, find you online or anything like that?
Yeah, you can find me on, so the Shred Method is on Instagram, and we do quite a few posts on Instagram. So it's the.shredmethod. You can find me on Instagram, adam.carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. And if you want more info on me or on Shred or on any of the things I've done, and this may be in my bio on your site, Dustin, but I've got a documentary on student loan debt that I did several years ago. I've got a TED talk that's approaching 6 million views on TED.com and YouTube. All of that can be found at adamcarroll.info, adamcarroll.info.
I am super blessed to have you, definitely count you as a friend and have you on the show. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing all this great wisdom.
Well, you have this amazing network of people, Dustin, and I love how willing you are to share information with others. Like, you're one of those selfless dudes I know in terms of making sure other people are equipped for financial freedom. And if successfully unemployed is where you're leading people, I want to get on that train.
Today's episode has been brought to you by the Real Estate Wealth Builders membership. That's the membership that I founded, teaching people how to quit their J-O-B by investing in real estate rental properties. Now, Real Estate Wealth Builders is your place to learn how to invest in real estate with 5 different masterclass courses, group coaching with me, and a private student community where we all work together, all the tools and the discounts, all the resources and everything that you need to quit your J-O-B by investing in real estate. Now, I do want to show you how to do this completely for free. If you want to learn about investing in real estate for free, I want to get you my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. That's R-E-N-T-A-L. To 33777, so you can see how you can quit your job, that J-O-B, by investing in real estate. I'll show you how to find properties, how to use other people's money to buy properties, and how to scale the business to be successfully unemployed, just like I did. Now, did you also know that there are video versions of each and every single episode on the Successfully Unemployed show? Well, I did record every single one of these for you. I recorded them for you so you will be able to learn from the experts themselves, see what they're doing, see everything that they are talking about on this show visually, and all their examples, all their slides, all their pictures that they even draw. Everything is on there. Go to successfullyunemployed.co/YouTube. Or if you just go to YouTube and type in Successfully Unemployed, more than likely you're going to find me. So successfullyunemployed.co/YouTube. And I would truly appreciate it if you subscribe to Successfully Unemployed on YouTube and wherever you're listening to this podcast, subscribe to this show so that you can always get every bit of new information on how to quit your J-O-B. Also, if you got anything out of the show, share it with just one person. Share it with just one person so that they can see the light, that it is so much better to not work a job, be successfully unemployed, and be your own boss. All right, guys, this is it for today's show. I will see you next week. See ya.